Jerry Bader Show, 923-406-1360, 888-455-1360. There's a movement in Appleton, and it's become, I mean, a political movement. People who feel it's not fair, and I know if you haven't owned a home, or if you haven't owned it for many years, you may not have ever gotten this, but if they do road work or sewer work or whatever right in front of your house, you get nailed. It can be thousands of dollars. They do set up payment plans, and there's a process where you can go and there's a hearing, and we didn't bother with it because we knew we weren't going to win, and we stretched it out over X number of years. I think we got hit twice, but my wife could correct me on that. I think we got hit for curbing, and we got hit for sidewalk, I think, one year. I'm pretty sure I'm right on that. What these residents in Appleton are arguing is it's more fair to have the entire community pay for this stuff. Everybody gets to use the streets, even if you was, like I said, I live in a kind of a half a cul-de-sac, hard to describe. But you pay for a portion of it. Should it all go on property taxes? Is that the more fair way to do this? Rick on the road. Rick, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Thank you for taking my call, Jerry. Eminent domain, when they do that too, it says it's to take the property, it's for the betterment of the community, so the community should pay for it. And I'm talking all the improvements. And I believe that these women are right, because you collect the taxes, and that tax dollar strictly goes to road improvements wherever needed.
Okay, what if it's a small side street that really only the residents use about 95% of the time? They shouldn't pay a disproportionate amount of it?
Like I said, it's if they can do it for eminent domain, a community can use eminent domain for the betterment
right.
of the community,
right.
then
but,
they should everybody
yeah,
should pay for it, regardless.
But Rick, I'm asking you a point you didn't address. A small group of people heavily use this. So should they pay disproportionately for it? Maybe they should in eminent domain too, so that's not really relevant.
Well, yeah, everybody should pay for it. That's the way I feel about it. Everybody should pay
okay.
for it.
Okay, thanks a lot for the call. Lowell? To Lowell from Merrill. Lowell, go ahead.
Yeah, I have a problem with the special assessments too. Like where I live, you have sidewalks get repaired every so often, especially when the city has trees that are bulging them up all the time. And then the curb and gutter you get special assessment for. But in my neighborhood, there are very few houses that have sidewalks and curb and gutter. And so you're paying for something, and then you got to walk around the neighborhood. You got to walk in the gutters when you're walking your dog. Well, there isn't really a gutter. You got to walk in the slop in the winter and the dirt. And then you got to pay more, and then you got to maintain those sidewalks,
yep.
or that you get a little bit of fine there too if you don't maintain your own sidewalks, and nobody else in the neighborhood, or a whole lot of people in the neighborhood, don't have to. I don't think it matters one whit how much use you get out of a sidewalk versus other people in the neighborhood. I think some other people in the neighborhood are getting more use on my sidewalks than I do.
Well, but should the whole city pay then?
I think it should be all in the property tax distributed evenly, because I don't think it's you know, especially if somebody's been hit with $5,400, like you said, these people are being hit with, that's a hell.
Lowell, it is a hell of a lot. Thanks a lot for the call. To Tom in Appleton. Tom, go ahead.
Yeah, Jerry, thanks for taking my call. I think if I wanted to make my argument more valid, I'd use referendums on schools. I might own a house, but have either no kids or kids that don't go to these schools, and yet my taxes are going to be impacted by what matters with a referendum.
But you get a vote on it. This would change policy to increase your taxes. I suppose what they could do is do a referendum on this. I mean, that might, in fact, be the way to go. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I think it is an intriguing question because I see both sides of this. It's still a public utility, even if you use it more than someone else. It's open to the public. Ralph on the road. Ralph, hi, you're on the Jerry Bader Show.
Hi, good morning. I'm actually at first, I thought at first maybe I would say no assessments at all. But I think I'm a little bit split in the fact that I think we all pay taxes for the whole city to be in good order and in good shape. So if it needs repair, I would say what you currently have there that needs repair would make sense to have for everyone to pay for. But if you are in a community or a neighborhood that doesn't currently have a sidewalk, or you're not happy with the condition of the road and you ask for something specially done, then I would say you're opening yourself up for special assessment.
That you know what? That's a very interesting argument. Thanks a lot for the call. To Jake on the road. Jake, go ahead. Jake, you there? Well, he waited all of 14 seconds, and apparently that was just a little, I shouldn't pick on it, maybe sales drop out, that sort of thing. They do happen. All right, we can take a few more calls after the news, and then I'll tell you how I think on this topic. 406-1360, 888-455-1360, it's 930.
The Show is sponsored in part by American Metal Roofs of Northern Wisconsin.